This is Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, the Chablis.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more suds.
Well, hello, all you whippersnappers out there. Buckle up and get ready for a wild ride. This is another sud segment where we say, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And if it is broke, don't call us. We just came to drink beer. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
I am looking forward to kicking it old school.
Nice. Nice little innuendo there. Good old boy Sean, hello.
Hello. The only thing that would be better about this episode is if my great uncle and grandfather were here to partake in this tasting. They would appreciate this science.
You know what? All the great men in our life are here with us today.
Yes. Aww. Yes.
Hint number two. Good old boy Sparky, hi.
I was told we were going to play a game of euchre while playing this episode. Is that? No?
Yes? It's coming. Okay. It's coming. Cool, cool, yes. Cool. Good old boy Dave.
You damn kids need to get off my lawn.
Okay, Grandpa.
And there we are. Today's episode is a trip back in time. Wish I had a sound effect for that.
Get back in time.
How many of you remember being a kid? First of all, and then being a kid and watching all the grown-ups drink beer.
Yes.
Those crazy aluminum cans and crazy belches. Well, they really enjoyed it, so it must have tasted great, right? And you know you tried to sneak a little. We all probably had a grandpa. We all probably had a, well, there were grandpas in our life.
Well, we all absolutely had to have two grandpas. I mean,
true, true. Maybe an uncle or two that let us have our first sip. Hey, if we were really special, we had a cool dad that helped us along with that too. But I could go on, go on. Yeah, anyone want to talk about that special grandpa, uncle, somebody in their life that helped get
my the- my uncle Leon put beer in my bottle. So I started early.
Nice.
And you see the result.
My my Midwestern grandparents would sit up all night playing euchre, and then you know they would here. Go get me another beer and go ahead and take care of the rest of this while you're on your way to get it. So you get that drags at the end of the...
Nice. A little backwash. Cool. Yeah.
My great uncle loved to sit on the front porch and would chuck his empty beer cans into the grass in front. And then when I came to mow the little grass, I got paid to not only clean up the aluminum, but then to mow the grass. So,
oh my God, yeah. That's early recycling.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Win-win, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I got the money from the recycling. So, yeah.
Double up.
I remember once when I was a kid, I was out with my grandpa in the truck, and it was summertime. The windows were down. I don't think his old truck had air conditioning. And I remember him pulling into a little convenience store and getting, I think it was a six-pack of High Life. And just, nice. He didn't share it with me, but he cracked one open and just drank it on the way home. Because that's what you did in the, oh, absolutely, in the 70s.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got two memorable things. So... First of all, my Uncle Walter owned a tire store in Taylor. This is like down the line from West Scranton. And we'd go and visit him often. My dad would, you know, my dad loved hanging out in garages, and he was kind of close with my Uncle Walter. So there was always, whenever we'd visit, he would go into the back and like he'd pour one out for my dad and whatever, but he'd always leave me a little nip. Which I always thought was cool. And then, well, at church, okay, so...
That's where the real drinking is.
Yeah. There, so, you know, of course you have like your rectory and you have the church, but a lot of the Orthodox churches would have, well, and other churches, I guess, too, would have another building like for Sunday school and then for like different Sunday dinners, you know, different events, that sort of thing, you know, like Christmas, like you would do your Yolka and stuff like that. Well, my dad would be a bartender in the bar part because you had to have a bar part to be
church bartender.
Right, exactly. So there was this older gentleman that was a friend of the family, and he always, he had in a beer tray, it would be at the corner of the bar, and he would always like leave a little shot glass for me of whatever was happened to be on tap. It was like, it was great, you know? So I'd be the one that like taking in all the plates into the kitchen and then I'd sneak around and have, it was awesome.
Instead of working for tips, she was working for sips.
I was, or nips. Nips. It was quite the thing. Of course, never told my dad about that. I know, secret's out now. Okay. Well, this sud segment, we are going to sample some of those beers that our grandpas and maybe even our grandmas back in the day had. Obviously, we don't have every beer from back in the day. Rest in peace, those breweries pre-prohibition and post-prohibition that did not make it, but had a big impact on like the cultural centers of these little towns and cities. But we may try to bring a few more old timers to do this again. And I don't mean good old boy Mike or Reverend Mark.
Juliana, how dare you? That's so rude.
Cold blooded.
I'm reading the script, folks. Reading the script.
Sure, blame it on the script.
Blame it on the script.
Just reading the words.
Yeah.
Good old boy Kendall, give us this amazing lineup for today.
All right, the grandpa beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are the legendary Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Next up, of course, Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. And then you can't do those two without a good old Coors Banquet beer. But let's get into some of the more fun regional ones, like Pittsburgh's Iron City beer, a premium lager, or Old German brand premium lager. Also from out east, Genesee beer, an American lager. From the heartland, the land of sky blue waters, Hams, America's classic premium beer. Lion's Head Deluxe Pilsner beer.
Woohoo!
Also from the East Coast, the famous Narragansett Lager.
Woohoo!
We're going to need a bigger beer. I think from kind of the Maryland, D.C. area, Natty Bow, also known as National Bohemian American Lager, and the legendary Stag Beer, an American Lager.
Golden quality since 1851.
And one other interesting beer, a beer that's been kind of resurrected by a craft brewer, the legendary Champagne Velvet out of Indiana.
All right.
Nice.
That is an amazing lineup, isn't it? Thank you, Kendall. All right, good old boy Sparky, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sound. Here are those ratings now. That sucks. Give me anything but a bad case of the shingles. Was that a belch? Back in my day, we knew how to belch. 3. Ah, what a relief. My roid cream is finally kicking in. 4. A body really should not make that sound. Let's see what sound you make when you're my age. And 5. Listen to that hang time. Pull my finger.
Outstanding.
That might be the best we've had yet of the ratings.
Wow. Grandpa is missing a couple teeth.
That's okay. That's okay. Oh my gosh. That was amazing. Lovely. Okay.
That's going to get us the Emmy.
Definitely. Yeah, and all the awards. Okay, so today, with it being as special as it is, we're going to do a blind tasting. I know what's in all of the glasses.
Love this. This is like you live for these episodes. Man. I know, and she does like the eyebrow and eye game nonstop.
Yes.
Up to no good.
We have A through, what are we, L?
K or L?
I think it's
L.
Z.
A through L. Okay.
That's a lot of letters.
It is a lot of letters.
It's more than I'm accustomed to.
But we are just diving right in. Okay. Let's start with A. We are going to taste on the fly and play Let's Name That Beer.
Mm.
I feel like the Jeopardy theme song should be playing in the background while we're...
Yeah, man.
Well, it's I really want to think I know a few of these by memory, but I'm not going to get it.
I mean,
today.
I really, this
these
was
beers
my.
Are so similar.
This was like yes. my Kendall moment today, and I really wanted, like,
I
he's
right?
going
to
pull the banquet.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's going to know what the banquet is.
Kendall's going to.
The other thing is, if the listeners could just see how pale every one of these beers is on our platter.
We've never had a flight of 12 beers that all look the same.
Yeah, yes.
They could all be the same beer.
They could be. You don't know
this
what
could
I did.
Be.
All right, I'm going to just go ahead and throw it out there. I think this is Miller High Life, and I'm fully prepared to be wrong.
Okay. Fine.
I can't.
What are we saying about this, though? Okay, so what do you expect out of a grandpa-style beer?
A light American lager. What are you looking for?
Yeah, it's exactly. Right. Drinkability. Right. You know, you can crush a few while you're fishing.
Not a lot of depth.
Six packs.
A crispy boy.
Okay. Not a lot of weird aftertaste is what you're hoping for, right?
Clean. Nothing that you're drinking thinking I'm going to have a hangover.
Yeah.
Not a lot of hops.
Probably going to look the same coming out as it does going in.
That's true, too.
Yes.
Fair.
Every sip makes you want to drink another sip.
Actually, if our urine did look like this, we'd be concerned about our water consumption.
That's true.
Fair.
We should probably check into that.
Yeah, they're not that pale. Yeah.
No, right. Okay. So we got a Miller High Life. Any other thoughts?
Oh, man.
I'll go with Iron City.
Okay. Anybody else?
I'm just going to say something completely different since they said that. I'm going to say...
I mean, I really feel like you could spin a wheel and...
Okay, that's fair.
I'm going to say something different than somebody else said. I'll say Hams. Sure.
I'm going to say Genesee.
Well,
Juliana's having a moment.
Yes, because good old boy Dave is right.
Boom.
Oh, it's a Genesee.
Wow. Genesee.
Better to be
American
lucky than good.
Yep.
I've had so much of the cream ale.
Well,
yeah, Genesee
we'll be back
cream,
to rate this beer in just a second.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone.
He used it as a bath bomb.
Oh, okay. Today's episode, we are hanging out with our grandfathers, grandmothers,
great uncles,
uncles,
creepy uncles,
older cousins, older brothers or sisters, or anyone that gave us that first sip of beer.
Uncle Daddy?
The
Daddy Uncle? What is this, Arrested Development?
In other words, we're just taking a trip down memory lane.
Kissing cousins.
And going.
Wow.
Wow. And finding those old school beers that made everyone happy or gave
still
a
do.
Good memory. And still do.
Still do.
Right. So the first one, we realize that it is Genesee.
Yay.
Yay. And we are going to rate this one a 3. Okay.
From Rochester, New York.
Yeah. And for those just tuning in, we're doing a blind tasting of 12 different grandpa-ish beers. Okay, let's go to B.
Found it.
You know, it actually tastes different.
Yes, it does. A little bit more sweetness.
Yeah. A little more, almost a little apple-y.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Yeah, more apple than the other one.
Oh, God, Juliana. Yeah. I wish we had like a cam of your face.
I would have guessed Bud, but Bud Heavy, but we don't have that on here.
No.
But it's very similar.
So what would be Bud-ish?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. No, this is very distinctive to me.
Uh-oh. Because it's Iron City?
No.
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 I'm not from that side of the state.
Or Loin's Head? Oh, wait, I read that wrong. Oh, hey, wait a second.
Wow, you're just two letters transposed to go from Lion to Loins.
Amazing. That reminds me, last time I was on Broadway, I went to the Loin King. It was not the experience I was expecting.
He'll never unsee that.
Yeah. Were you in the alley?
Oh, the kids were traumatized. Yeah.
You know, just seeing that butcher go to work on those loins.
I'm going.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go ahead. I think she gave it away.
Yeah, there's
Lion's Head.
Yeah.
Lion's Head.
Mm-hmm. So, do you
never had this beer?
Pilsner out of
Iron City? Iron City?
No.
No? Which one is it?
Natty Bo.
Oh, it's Natty Bo.
I was thinking that.
You know what? I've been drinking Natty Bo. I should have figured that out, but.
It's been a long time since I had a Natty Bo.
Yeah.
It's so distinctive.
It's. Really not, but
yeah,
it is. Okay,
I don't think so.
It has a distinctive can.
Well, there's water and malt, and there might be hop.
To me, it's distinctive. Okay,
we're taking a distinctive turn for C. I'm just going to tell you that now.
Okay.
Oh, really?
But what are we rating?
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah,
ouch.
As a grandpa beer would.
Okay.
I'm saying I'm pulling it. It's a three.
Overruled. Sustained.
She's got a love of Natty Bo that goes deep.
It does.
Bone deep.
You guys brought some to Andy Little, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Probably get some.
He was excited.
Get a free appetizer out of that.
I think we did get a free app out of that.
That's right.
We got the tableside service.
He understands quality.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is totally different.
Okay, gave us free scrapple.
This is a different beast right here.
Yeah.
This is somebody else's grandpa. This is now my grandpa.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Ooh.
Well, it's not one of the biggies, for sure. This is a different thing.
Yeah, I'm just going to say Old German, because I have no idea.
I was going to say Iron City.
And I was going to say...
It could be Iron City.
I'm going to say
Iron City.
I was going to
say Lion's Head.
Really?
Yes, really?
It's kind of sweet.
And it's kind of watery, too.
Oh, PBR.
Really?
PBR, wow.
What? Wow.
We just lost all hipster cred.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Wow. Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
No, this is... I've never liked PBR. I just have not been that girl. You know what I mean? And there's a place in East Nashville.
Yeah, the Red Door.
You know that? Yeah, that like we used to go to a lot back in the day, and you know that was the thing of choice. That's what you would have.
PBR should never be your first.
It's
beer.
It's not a great beer in the package, but there was a little honky tonk over by Opryland that had it on draft happy hour for $1, and fresh draft PBR is pretty tasty. Solid beer,
especially for $1.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I've stayed away from PBR because the few times I've had it over the course of an evening, I wake up the next morning having had just these crazy vivid dreams. Ooh. And then just like, and yeah, after the second or third time, I figured out, I was like, I had PBR last night. I was like, we're going to stop that because the dreams were a little weird.
Yeah, but if you ever want to trip balls,
drop some acid and have some PBR. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
It's going to be a night.
Yeah, maybe some shrooms. But yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, to put this in perspective, excuse me. Genesee is 4.5% ABV.
Okay.
Fine. And then
Natty Bo
is 4.6%.
Okay. Right up there.
Fine. Right. And then Pabst is 4.
Hmm. That would explain the watery.
There just wasn't
a
much
little,
to it.
Right? Yeah. No. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think 0.5% of ABV might.
But you'd be wrong, my friend. You would be wrong.
Mm-hmm. There's a world of difference.
Yeah. Now, Genesee was 1878. Pabst is 1893.
I think
they won a blue ribbon.
They did.
Right.
And they've not shut up about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Seriously. You got your ribbon.
Yeah.
We've all got that friend.
Yeah.
It just usually doesn't go for 100 years plus.
What they don't tell you is it was a participation ribbon.
It was.
Yeah. And then, you know, according to Natty Bow, they're the world's first golden beer because they originated in Europe before they came here to the States. You know, don't look at me like that. I'm reading.
No, I'm just...
Pish posh.
Okay.
Falderall, I say.
What are we rating PBR? Solid deuce.
Two. Yeah, it's a two.
I was disappointed.
We just dropped a deuce.
Okay, let's do one more. Let's do D.
Ooh, this one's really light.
This one's, yeah, really clear. Very light.
This is very hydrated.
I think there's something wrong with mine.
There's something... This is very different.
Yeah, a lot more flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, anything coming
relatively
off that.
Relatively speaking, in the grand scheme of things.
I think it's Banquet.
Bold move, Cotton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
So, Abby...
Anyone getting like a little slickness on this? Kinda, yeah.
Yep.
Slick Rick.
A little oil slick, but that could be where it's... I don't know where it's coming from. So, this one...
Is?
The brewery was founded in 1855.
Okay.
Hmm.
So
Sean.
I'm wrong.
No.
Sean.
1851 is when that brewery was founded.
It says the Terre Haute Brewing Company was founded in 1855. That's,
first of all, it's Terre Haute.
Terre Haute. Sorry. Yeah. So then in 1902.
Champagne Velvet?
Oh, Champagne Velvet. Ah.
Interesting. Sean's the one that brought it. Now.
Yeah. I was thinking about another one that's coming up.
Sure. Of course you were. Okay. Terre Haute. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I got people from there, so.
He's got to represent.
Thank you.
So Sparks family.
You're going to get some angry letters from Indiana.
Sure. That's fine. I'll just add them to my list.
Bam.
Okay.
Once again.
So this brewmaster, Walter Braun, created a lager called Champagne Velvet that quickly became the flagship beer of that company. And then, of course, Prohibition happened and they had to close and the assets were sold. And that could have easily been the end of it, although it was resurrected and changed several times over the next century. The can from the 40s is really interesting. And I love the elaborateness of all of these older breweries. And like everyone had
branding.
An eagle that was holding malt and grain. And
this
maybe
has
some
a swastika,
hops.
Which was a bad call, I think.
Yeah, slightly off.
It was ahead of
its
time.
Right. However, recently, Upland Brewing, which was founded in 1998, decided that, in 2012, they were looking for a special beer to make in celebration of their 15th anniversary, and they set their sights on Champagne Velvet. And so it's been brewed since then. The final formula includes cluster and tutnang hops, the Bohemian lager yeast, and it's a 5.5% pre-prohibition pilsner with 29 IBUs.
Nice.
So there's that.
Yeah. And an interesting fact also about this beer is while Upland's sours remove teeth enamel, this actually adds teeth enamel back in.
It's good for your bones.
So if you do both, you kind of balance it out.
Yeah.
True story.
Nice.
The little bit of hoppiness is what threw me because I feel like I get a little more hoppiness in Banquet than some of the others. And that's why I guess Banquet. But this one is nice. It definitely has more hops than everything else we've had so far.
It definitely has more booze than anything we've had so far.
Well, and it's got a dare I say, crafty feel to it almost.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yes, it was done with that.
Right. Well, cheers for bringing this. And,
good job, Sean.
Yeah. It's going to be a four.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is like they brought Grandpa back with like robotic parts and he's like faster. They didn't spend $6 million.
Now that's one pretty thing.
Yeah. They didn't spend $6 million, but they spent a little bit more.
They didn't necessarily use titanium.
No.
There were some higher quality metals.
They went to Kmart.
There's some plastic maybe too, I think.
Okay. Well, I think we're ready for story time. What do you think?
All right. Well, let's see here.
Whip it out, Kindle.
Our story time today.
Bring it.
Let's get this dog on a roll. So If you haven't heard, Oscar Mayer is hiring its newest class of hot doggers to travel across America in the iconic Wienermobile, which I've seen many, many times and been in once. We can talk about that later, but
that's for after the show.
They have a casting couch in there, I'm told. Actually,
you're kind of a big guy, Kendall. Were you stuffed in the Wienermobile?
Oh. No, it was pretty roomy inside the Wiener.
You know what? I'm sorry. That's
it's like throwing a Wienermobile down a hallway. I'm sorry.
But the 27-foot-long hot dog on wheels sets out each year to spark some smiles with its iconic look, but only a select group of 12 will be invited to hit the road, according to a recent press release. So from now until January 31st, college grads with a driver's license can join the 36th class of hot doggers.
I like how you have to have graduated from college. It's like,
so the Wienermobile is an American icon, one of our brand's most prized assets. A representative from the Kraft Heinz company says, the hot dogger role is an extremely important job, they say here. So,
wow,
yeah, it's a lot of metal to move down the road. less than 1% of the applicants are typically selected for the 12 positions, making it statistically easier to get accepted into an Ivy League university than to be granted acceptance into Oscar Mayer's coveted hot dog class.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
So if any young folks out there are thinking about looking for a summer or actually it looks like a job for at least a year. Yeah.
A future in sausage.
Ask yourself.
That's your gap year right there.
Do you have what it takes to cut the mustard?
It's a year abroad.
A year abroad. Nice. Well done, Kendall.
Wow.
Good job, Kendall.
Well done. Very well done.
I love the Wienermobile. I've seen the Wienermobile at least 50 times. I don't know why, but it just, I'm always around a Wienermobile.
So wait, how many people could get the... I'm sorry, what?
I mean, June and I were driving down Briley Parkway just
maybe it was
right
meant to be
Christmas,
dude.
And a Wienermobile passed us. But yeah, like I said, I worked for a rental car company right out of college, and the Wienermobile came to town, and the ladies driving the Wienermobile didn't want to drive the Wienermobile all over Nashville while they were visiting, so they rented a car. And as they rented the car, I got to go inside the actual Wienermobile and get to see it. But I've seen it all over the country. I just run into it in parking lots here and there.
You're just running into wieners.
I'm running into the wieners.
So wait, how many people are they going to hire?
He's a wiener magnet.
Do you know they hand out wiener whistles, actually?
Yeah, I've got one.
I've got a wiener whistle. Same girl.
You know what? We're not blowing that on the show. Okay, no. Yeah. So 12. So there obviously are 12 Wienermobiles, right? Or are there six and it's a two-man crew?
I think there's probably six because it's a two-person crew as far as I know.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't just have one person.
Yeah, you can't. You got to double stuff
that's
that
a lot
yeah.
of, That's
yeah.
a lot of wiener to get seen, down the road.
It makes sense why I've seen them all over the country. There's more than one out there.
Yeah. Okay.
You got your day shift driving the wiener and night shift on the wiener.
That wiener's... Yeah.
The night shift wiener's the toughest one.
That wiener's up all night. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Thank you, Kendall.
We only have 17 more beers to get through. So.
The knowledge we are hitting with these folks today is extraordinary.
Imagine the wiener jokes after the other eight beers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on. Now we're going to go to letter E.
E is for everything.
Ooh, that's tasty.
Excellent.
Ooh, you should have the wing with a...
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, you already know what this is. I don't get out of town. That's delicious.
I know I'm not gonna be right, but I'm
just gonna keep coming back to Banquet.
I don't think this is Banquet. I'm gonna say Iron City.
Okay. All right.
You keep trying.
I'm gonna say Lion's Head until we've actually had Lion's Head.
No, this does not taste like Lion's Head.
Is it Narragansett?
If you got the time, we
this is the champagne
beer.
Of beers. Really?
Yeah.
This is High Life.
Yep, this beer. Is the High Life. And what I remember about this is not the beer, but the ads in between watching Yankee games.
This beer has such a special place in my heart because I remember my first real apartment I got in college. We had just enough money there's this Kroger in Knoxville they call the Fellini Kroger. It's just totally insane. And we were living in Fourth and Gill. And I remember we both got...
Wait, Fourth and Kill?
Fourth Gill. Well, could have been. Okay. Fourth and Gill is the name of this neighborhood. Okay. And there's this